Hey everybody, this is Mitch, and you're listening to The Power Cosmic, recorded live in the streets of Marlborough, Massachusetts, as we are here at Super Mega Fest, our friend Kenny and John's annual show here in Massachusetts, actually biannual show in Massachusetts. They do it twice a year in October and in April. And John and I have had a busy day here, and as always, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him, the man who writes for Back Issue Magazine, Alter Ego, and the Jack Kirby Collector. John, say hello to everybody live!
Hello, live from the Super Mega Fest.
Now, John, we're going to have a serious tone here because, unfortunately, yesterday you were almost in a terrible altercation. What happened to the Cimino Mobile?
We call the Cimino Mobile. My daughter calls it Blueberry, and Blueberry popped.
Not on your own accord. Somebody helped you with this.
No.
It was an accident, correct?
Absolutely. Some old veteran. I felt kind of bad because he was really old. He had those dark, dark Cyclops Scott Summers sunglasses on, and he had the shakes and everything. But he literally pulled into traffic. I was coming down. I just dropped my daughter off at school, so I got a little shooken up because she was just in the car like 5 minutes ago. But
oh, yeah.
I'm coming down. He pulls into traffic, slammed into me. All the windows exploded, and I smashed into a sign, and took that thing out. But that actually stopped my ascent, and then the whole right driver's side was all totaled.
So the Blueberry will be under some maintenance for a while, but it will be back on the streets, and you will be looking for treasure trinkets all across New England soon, right?
Absolutely. That's what I'm doing now. But yeah, I have a Nissan something. I don't even know what they gave. It's a compact car.
Well, that brings us to today's topic, John, because I was actually thinking about it the other day, but your encounter, your brush with an accident, thank goodness it wasn't worse, brings me to today's topic. John, in your recollection, what is the greatest story that had to do with the death of a superhero?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Wasn't it? It's kind of morbid, but ironically, it's one that you always want to talk about because there have only been a couple of heroes in my mind that have died, or even big characters, and I'm going to say it right now. Captain Marvel, Uncle Ben, Bucky was one of those people for years, and Gwen Stacy. Now, what other heroes do you think of, John, that have passed away in the world of comics?
That mattered? Those are the ones that mattered because those are the ones that...
the Marvel ones, but are there any DC ones? Robin died once, but they brought him back.
Superman died.
They brought him back.
Hal Jordan, did he die? No, he got corrupted.
Oh, he got sent off and they became Parallax and all that stuff. So who actually died?
Kyle Rayner's girlfriend. That was
Shoved in the refrigerator. Ron Mars did that one. That's all they remember that poor guy for. But if you remember the death of Captain Marvel story, you've read that, right?
Yeah, but another DC one is the Wonder Woman one. Remember she snaps his neck? Because he had the time...
Wonder Woman?
Yeah, there's a Wonder Woman one that Superman's going nuts on her, and he breaks her wrist. They're having a huge slugfest. But a Time Lord, I think. It's one of these guys that he's manipulating her mind, and she actually breaks his neck because he will not release Superman. He will not...
I don't know that story. I'm not a big DC guy. I do remember Superman killed the Woody Call people. John has run over to a nearby table, Phil's Comics, to see if he could find the issue where this Wonder Woman apparently snapped someone's neck and killed them. Oh, here he is. He's back. Did you find the issue?
Yeah, Maxwell Lord was the guy that
she killed Maxwell Lord? I used to read those books. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the Identity Crisis? Is that how it ended?
That? You know, I'm not a DC whiz, that was a significant death because that was a step that... you know, those heroes are never supposed to cross, her being such a significant hero crossed over that line.
I remember Superman, the big controversy, I think John Byrneworth's story, where he killed the General Zod and those people from the Phantom Zone.
Yes.
He said, burn, and he burned them, heat vision, right?
You're messing it up. He said, burn to Mongol. Remember that? I give you oblivion. Happy birthday, Kryptonian, I give you oblivion. And he goes, burn.
Yeah.
But no, he sent them to the Phantom Zone, or he destroyed them because he had that mask on, and it was
right.
That green cover.
Yes, he ends
up obliterating them or something.
Yes.
Yeah, something. It was Zod and those guys.
Yeah, it was. It was the villains of Krypton, or whatever they're called now.
It was one of those things where it's like you're almost... Like, that was a big... A lot of people got on John Byrne's case with that.
Superman killed somebody. Which, years later in the movie, he killed Zod, and that was like, oh, my God, Superman killed somebody. But in reality... Or reality. He had already done it in fandom. So.
Yeah, and that was a big... That was one of those things John Byrne gets kind of pelted at for his run on Superman. But yeah, that was a big thing. Well, which, just really quickly, they it kind of puts... You know, I'm an also firm believer that Superman doesn't kill, but he was put up against the wall in that issue. Like, it was almost like there was no choice.
Well, what about when the Green Goblin uses his glider to try to impale Spider-Man? Spider-Man lets the glider kill the Green Goblin. What do you think about that? Was that Spider-Man killing him, or the Green Goblin killed himself, really? Well, after Gwen Stacy, though, we're talking issue 122.
Yeah, the issue after. The 121 actually starts the Bronze Age, the last panel and then Spider-Man ducks. Are you asking if Spider-Man knew it was coming?
Oh, and he knew it was coming. He jumped out of the way, didn't he?
Yeah, he
spider sense.
Yeah, and he tips his head, and it goes. Are you saying that he knew that Spider-Man was going to do that, or
he knew the Green Goblin was
going to? No. Yeah, no. What I'm asking.
Did Spider-Man knowingly help kill the Green Goblin? That's what I'm asking you. I say yes.
Wow, that's a big one. I don't know, but that was a brutal death.
It was, because it just, remember, it ran out of gas. It kept going, and he didn't stop it. He just let it go. It's like, screw you, ass.
Yeah, that was brutal.
What about some, did the Hulk kill somebody at one point? Or Wolverine killed the Hulk in some alternate
world? That was in a what if, and that was also in the, I think, was it?
All right, so the Hulk has killed somebody, hasn't he?
And a lot of what ifs he did. Like, Greg Pak actually retconned a lot of his killings and why the Hulk didn't kill. Like, this is kind of, you know how...
World War Hulk?
It was after that. Bruce Banner, because he's a scientist, he can calculate things. Yeah. He would throw... The Hulk would subconsciously throw things, and it would land beside them. Because he calculated it and using the part of Bruce Banner's brain. Yeah, a bunch of horse shit.
Exactly. I never heard that one before.
Yes, if you look at the comics, the Hulk has killed hundreds, if not thousands, of people in his adventures where he destroyed buildings and all that. That went unexplained, yes.
All right, so but back to the topic at hand. I mentioned the death of Captain Marvel. Is there, I'm looking at what some guy just bought right now, Battlestar Galactica. Is there, in your mind, a story, like Batman, The Legend of the Dark Knight, he technically died, but he really just faked his death so he can come back and train people to, you know, the vigilante thing. Remember Superman heard his heartbeat going? Hey, man. Oh, he's over there in the actor's thing. All right, man.
Read it.
I heard it. Costas Mandalore just gave us a photo that says, yo, don't F me. So there you go. I'll put it up. All right. We won't even get into that.
Yeah. But there's a lot of stuff happening at Super Mega Fest.
Yeah, right now. We met Lonnie Anderson today, Barbara Eden, Greg Brady. We took a photo with Barry. What's his real name?
Greg Brady.
No, Greg Brady. That's what I keep calling him. Barry.
But he wore that.
You know Scott Martin's yelling at the radio right now when I'm going, what's his name? Barry Nelson? Barry... What's his name? We're looking it up. Barry
Williams.
Oh, Barry Williams. It is something basic. I'm sorry, Barry Williams. I don't think he's listening right now. But so
and he had the suit. He had
the Johnny Bravo, the vest, the suede vest and stuff. So yeah, what we were talking about was death of a superhero. So name one that's died.
Superhero that hasn't come back?
Yeah.
They even brought Bucky back, and that
I
was
know,
some
I
think it's comics today, and I don't want to go on my rant, but there's so many
Human Torch died a couple years ago. I remember that. He went down fighting, but he came back.
Yeah, they all do. But what about the Android? The Android won't ever come back?
Yeah, that became the Vision, didn't it? Jim Hammond, the basic of Doctor, he's the, somehow he's inside the Vision. That's a Roy book.
Yeah, that's correct. I forget how Roy always rehashes like those older characters and kind of.
Okay. The Wizard died, and he was the guy from World War II. He was married to Miss America, I think he finally died. Oh, Captain Happy Sam Sawyer died in Howling Commandos. I'm stretching.
Happy Sam Sawyer. I mean, like, Let's go to more like heroes that even give that matter.
The Howling Commando guy, Junior Juniper, died in the Howling Commandos. He never came back.
Frenchie, is Frenchie still around?
Oh, wait, Percy with the Percy Pinkerton with the. I think all the Howling Commandos are dead.
And Larroquette, isn't he? Who's the African American guy? He became a head of a SHIELD thing, but now
Gabriel Jones.
Gabriel Jones, but then
Dum-Dum Dugan died, and it turned out to be he was actually an LMD all these years, which is bullshit.
Yeah, but isn't Gabriel Jones actually Nick Fury today? And they kind of made him.
Oh, you mean the new African American? Yeah, I guess. No, that's Nick Fury Jr. They've retconned that too. He had a son.
See, these are things I don't know. But everybody has come back. I thought Bucky and Gwen Stacy was off limits, but obviously it shows.
Well, they had that story with Mayday Parker, who was Spider Girl. That was a different timeline. Peter Parker had lost his leg or his arm. Remember that? Did you ever read Spider Girl?
No.
Okay. In your mind, will there ever be a story, ever, once and for all, where Batman dies or Superman dies? It's never going to happen, is it?
You can't. They try to throw that out there with the Azrael thing when his back was broken.
Yeah, and Superman.
And Superman, but you can't. Those guys will be around forever. But speaking of people,
do people want to see those stories? Would you want to read the last fight of Captain America?
Maybe at the beginning, but it's over now. Like it's been
watered down. It has no impact anymore,
and nobody cares.
Well, they killed Captain America. Wait a minute, he
I
died.
I didn't want to even bring that up, man.
He died, but then he actually was time shifted just before he died by Sharon Carter killed him. There's no way these guys are ever going to die. What about when they do those far-flung stories in the future? Like they go to the 31st century. You're like, they got to be dead by now. But no, they'll find some trace of them left. Like the Guardians of the Galaxy were looking for Cap's shield. Remember those stories?
Oh, my God. But it's unless you get a good what-if story where they die, they're always coming back. But the only one that guy never came back was Ben Parker.
Yeah, Uncle Ben. I don't think you can bring him back. Though they had clones of Mary and Richard Parker.
You can hear the crickets.
That was in the Spider-Man Clone Saga. Remember? Nobody read that.
Howard Mackey?
Yeah, Howard Mackey. Yes, he's... Yeah.
And he wrote Spider-Man almost more than anybody else, but in the worst... Like, the worst... And he always
wants to come to my show. He writes me all the time.
No!
Yes, he always wants to come to Terrificon. I have not brought him back.
Oh.
I can't... I think they killed the Green Arrow... But what they did is Kevin Smith brought him back because they said there was one of his cells was on somebody's coat, and they used that little cell to reach. Even Wolverine got vaporized. Did you remember that?
Yeah, and a cell brought him back, like an atom, and he came.
Grew.
There was some sort of power.
Oh, Jean Grey died.
No, she's back too, Mitch.
I know.
Ready, Mitch?
Issue 42, X-Men, The Death of Professor X. Remember that one? The cover? They're carrying his dead body?
I'm dizzy, Mitch.
I'm getting winded by this. Nobody ever... We should be comic book characters because we would never die. How would it be? Would Captain America die at the hands of the Red Skull if there ever was such a story? Like in the last Superman movie, Superman vs. Batman. He dies at the end fighting Doomsday.
It looks like in the movies that death is significant. No, you think I'm wrong?
They started showing the gravel moving on top of his coffin.
Well, Superman, okay, but I don't think Quicksilver's ever coming back.
No, he ain't coming back.
And Ra's al Ghul kind of came back, right? As a
ghost.
We don't know.
What? No, he was that. That wasn't really him in the last Batman movie.
Was it? I don't know.
He was like he was dreaming that, wasn't he?
I'm dreaming right now, Mitch.
I know. A cosplayer just walked by. I have no idea what that guy's supposed to be. It's like the devil if he was a hockey player and he used a lot of red duct tape.
Yeah, a lot of red. And I think it's colored with red Sharpie.
Yeah, he's got like a tail on him, and he's got some spikes. And
see, this is where. There's so many anime characters.
Is that what that is?
I don't know any of them. This is awful. Maybe I'm dated, but I never really got into that stuff.
Well, it's been an interesting day. What was the weirdest thing you saw here at Super Mega Fest? Cosplayer, artist, booth, guy selling jerky.
Frank Cass not sweating.
Yeah, which is weird.
Clean cuts. Yeah. Like he shot. He looked great.
I know. He looked like he's going out at night in the town. He might be going after Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, I know. He's upset because we didn't. We always take pictures of like our gang together, and we didn't get him with Greg or Lonnie.
No, it was like Alfalfa, Buckwheat, and Spanky, but we left Porky at home. One of the other ones home.
I love Chunk. Chunk was my favorite. Remember him?
That was not one of the... No, the Chubsy Ubsy.
Chubsy Ubsy! He was...
Don't even say it. Don't
he was the best. No.
Yes. There's Gary Summers wave. He's giving me the peace sign. Now he's giving like this. He's doing this. He's doing sign language. I don't know what he's doing. He's waving us down. We got some guy walking by with a trench coat and a shotgun. That just scares me.
A pseudo-Punisher? A facsimile of the Punisher?
If that's what it is, a facsimile. What else we got going on? Oh, here, your boyfriend dropped this off. Yeah, he said, don't F me. Yeah, so my friend Mike is at the booth today. Yeah, he was saying, where's Mike? I've got something for him.
Mike, I hate to say it, but who is that? Who is he?
Apparently, Constance Mandalore from the movie Mobsters. Call now.
That makes me so sad.
If you know who this is.
You never saw Mobsters?
No, it came out in 1992. Do you remember seeing the movie Mobsters?
No.
Who else was in it besides this guy?
Patrick Dempsey, Christian Slater.
Patrick Dempsey. I said that to you before. Christian Slater. It was like Young Guns with mobsters.
Is that Groucho Marx?
No, that's Doctor Who.
Oh, that's, I thought it was one of the Marx brothers.
No. Harpo Marx. Yeah. No, that's...
You know what's funny? There's another guy I saw. I thought he was Harpo, too, but I'm...
No, we saw Groucho at the last show we were at.
Which was... And I complimented him on that.
I don't know. We're just making friends here. I don't know. What else is here today, now that we're looking around the show? A lot of jewelry, a lot of toys. What toy did you buy, John?
I bought a peach-carded, beautiful Storm Shadow G.I. Joe carded 12 back that I got a pretty good deal.
What's the significance of this peach back?
It's the they had their little things that talked about them. They had different colors, but it's the first generation one. Oh. Like the first, but what makes those, everybody loves Storm Shadow, which this is my second one. And it's a very valuable card. I can probably get 8 to 1,000.
I saw you also bought a Secret Wars Wolverine, but there was the claws were different. I didn't know this either.
Yeah, they come in Black Claw and Silver Claw. Silver Claw is the more common. Black isn't. But I got that from my boy Frank Cass, who we were just talking about, which was a good buy, which he gave me a good deal on it too.
And we also saw our good friend Sam Jones here, Flash Gordon. We saw Will Wheaton is here. Sergeant Slaughter was here. A lot of various playmates and
ladies of the night.
I don't know about that. Who else did we see here? Francis Mandalore, or whoever this guy is. Whatever.
Who was the Supergirl from Smallville?
Oh, yeah, Laura Vanderhoof, I think that's her name. Lonnie Anderson. The doctor from Gotham that was there. That was the doctor from Gotham. That was that woman with the glasses and the coat. She was dressed as her character. You don't know who.
Yes,
that's who it was, yeah. Artist-wise, we saw Mike Grell. Bob Wyatchek's here.
I didn't see Chris Claremont's here, but I haven't.
Chris Claremont's here. Yeah, I've seen him a couple times. Actually had a good line. The Chris Claremont. I don't know. I think it's not really a heavy artist alley show like Terrificon coming August 8th. Oh, Larry Storch is here. Larry Storch, who was from F Troop. He's leaving the show. C. Thomas Howell.
Unrecognizable, I might add.
Well, he's growing a beard.
And his hair. Look, I don't know.
Chrissy McNichol.
I didn't see this guy. What's that guy's name?
It's Will Wheaton. He's here. He was there.
I didn't see...
She's here.
I didn't see her. I want to see her.
And then Eddie Deason. Somebody named Steve Burton from soap operas. The Nasty Boys.
Yeah, and so a few other wrestlers. Yeah. I mean, overall, it was a good show. It was not a bad show.
I actually thought it was a really good show.
Yeah, it was a very good show.
I think that, you know, this has been one of the better cons I've been to.
Mike, my friend Mike says it's one of the better cons he's been
to. On this day.
Matt Herring actually got in the program.
Matt Herring, absolutely. And he's on some, looks like he's on some yacht or something.
I know.
He's right? On the sea.
And then we got a bunch of cosplayers. We got the Joker cars here, your friend, okay. Yeah, we got a bunch, I'm just looking at the, the book here. It's something else, yeah. Well, and then they got a nice cover of, is that by Joe St. Pierre?
No.
A very voluptuous Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is very well endowed here. My goodness gracious, that's something else, huh? Well, that's a Super Mega Fest. If you've never been to Super Mega Fest, make sure you come to the next one on October 20 to the 22nd here at the Royal Plaza Trade Center at Marlborough, Massachusetts.
And before we go, Mitch, why don't we talk about how we got here?
Or how we didn't get here. Whatever you do, do not follow the address. You must go to Boston Post Road West. We saw more of Marlborough and the denizens of this town than we'd care to. Very interesting place, this Marlborough, Massachusetts. Very interesting. This is actually a short episode because it's only 20 minutes, and for some reason I thought we'd get together and actually have some good dialogue, but I'm tired, you?
We've been here for a long time, though.
Yeah, we've been super mega out.
Yeah, you know, after we go to so many cons, but
I'm going to one tomorrow.
Yeah, and I gotta go to my flea market space and sell to. I mean, if you think about it, you don't realize how much of a toll it actually takes on you.
It does. People think it's all fun and games. Like my wife goes, "Oh, you guys just sit there and chase people around and have fun." No, we go around. I try to sell some booths. We promote the shows. You buy toys and stuff. It's a tiring day.
Yeah, I mean, people think, yeah, buying toys, haggling, dealing all the time. I'm buying it for product to resell. It's not like it's, I'm not getting this stuff and putting it into a collection and stuff.
No, not at all, not at all. And there's a lot of different vendors. I'm looking behind you. There's a 3D printer guy behind you, which was, you stand there and they scan your body and they make a 3D statue. Do you think we could have a little John Cimino on my dashboard?
Yeah, that would maybe be worth some money after a while.
And then there's Gem City Books. I don't, all the way from Dayton, Ohio? That's something else. Are those selling graphic novels? I like when I come to these shows and they sell those omnibuses. Over there, the guy's selling bargain omnibuses.
And those omnibuses are dirt cheap because, I'll tell you something, Diamond had a huge sale. Where
is
they
that
were,
what it was?
Where they were selling them for $30 a pop. So then people would sell them for $50 or even less than that if you bought in such bulk. I think they were going down for $3 a book.
Yeah, I know they're all reprints, but they're fun to have.
Absolutely.
The quality's good. The printing's good. And it's like, I like the story, so I don't care.
If I look up at my collection, that's what I have in my library, the omnibuses.
I saw you looking at some books today. What were you looking at, some Golden Age?
I was looking for some high-end comics. I was looking at a Hulk number one, an AF-15. The guy who I was talking with, you know, he's a little
There's an AF-15 here?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But being kind of a stickler on the prices, and if you're going to throw that much money, you want to make some sort of profit. I'm not going to make a lot of profit if I have to sell, so it just wasn't worth it.
I hear you. I wish I could own all of it. That was my dream as a kid, to own every comic book in the world, but obviously that's not going to happen. What's the most amount of comics you ever had?
Yeah, I was pretty close there. At my collection before I sold off my big collection, I had everything of the Marvel stuff. I was pretty close up there. DC stuff, not so much, but I had runs and runs of stuff. So I lived that dream. Now I like to buy and sell that stuff.
All right, real quick, we're going to wrap it up. What's the oldest comic currently in your collection?
Oh, like in my personal
year? Yeah. What year?
I think it's a couple of those Roy. It's got to be I do have some 60s stuff, but maybe mid 70s.
Really? That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah. In my personal stuff, there's not much.
All right. So what is the stuff you're selling? What is something? Young Allies. You've got some old books.
Yeah. We can go. Then I have the AF-15s. I have all that stuff. The Hulk one.
So you've got some like 40s books.
Yeah, I do. But they don't sell,
right?
Yeah, and I kind of stay away. You just bought one, right?
I just bought one this week. What would I buy? Marvel Mystery Comics issue 32.
And you didn't spend that much for it.
No, I didn't. In fact, I was talking to a fellow here. He said, I got a really good deal. He said, in good condition, it would have been about $600. And I didn't spend anywhere near that amount. So.
Right, because they are still tough sells if you don't have that kind of the clientele. And which a lot of people today, they like the 60s Marvel stuff and the 70s DC stuff. Those 40 stuff, unless you got, I mean, those Captain Americas go for such insane money.
Yeah.
It's hard for people to buy them. But people don't really care about that, the Toro, the Human Torch stuff.
No, they don't. The artwork's really cool, though. So I bought it more of a keepsake and stuff. So anyway, before I wrap it up, what can we say about Super Mega Fest?
Kenny and John did a good job. It was. I expected a little bit less, but it was good for Saturday. I heard Friday was okay, and Sunday's probably going to be tough. The day to be there is on.
See Thomas Howell's right behind you. Hey, Mike. There's C. Thomas Howell. Go tell him. Yeah. Go tell him. Say, hey, pony boy.
He doesn't even look like a pony boy. He looks like
Moses.
Moses, he does. Like he's been on the outback for many years.
All right. Well, that's about it. As we always say at every show, what do we say, John?
And that's that.
And that's that. Good night, everybody.